A lot of fanfare accompanied the announcement of the Pit Spitters baseball team coming to Traverse City. Billboards went up declaring new team, new fun. And free pocket schedules can be found at just about any gas station you stop at in northern Michigan. But for all these efforts and the team's recent 18-game winning streak, they don't have the attendance numbers to match. In their very first season, the Traverse City Pit Spitters have already accomplished what no other team in the history of their league has, win 18 games in a row. Last week, Drew Nichols and his girlfriend Andrea Clack decided to go to a game, but not really because of that winning streak. They were interested in going to Bark in the Park night. Those are Drew's two dogs, George and Emmy. Now, Drew's not a huge baseball guy, but when he heard about Bark in the Park, he was intrigued.
We came for the big atmosphere of all the dogs, and I think it was a family decision to come on Bark in the Park night.
The first-place Pit Spitters are trying to elbow their way into a market that's already pretty full of options for tourists and residents in northern Michigan. But the new ownership says they can do it, with good baseball on the field and fun promotions off it. Promotions like Bark in the Park and
Dime Hot Dog Nights on Monday.
That's Mickey Graham, the Pit Spitters general manager.
So people can bring a buck to the ballpark and get 10 hot dogs. I mean, it's a crazy promotion, but fans really enjoy it.
But the Pit Spitters believe they got to have more than just good baseball to get people coming out to the ballpark. It has to be a fun experience for people who normally wouldn't go to a ball game. So they added more food options. There's more vendors in the concourse area, more craft beers on tap. Down the right field line, kids can see how fast they can throw a baseball at a blow-up pitch speed station. In between innings, there's new acts to entertain fans, like movie trivia. And if you bring your church bulletin to the game on Sundays, you get your ticket for half price.
Sermons and strikeouts is what we call that one.
Mickey Graham says it's about changing fan expectations from what they're used to. And that can simply take time.
It's a rebrand, not only with the team name, but the experience that's going on here, the baseball. So there's a lot for us to educate Northern Michigan on. And so we've been doing that.
All right. We are getting ready down here for a bungee battle.
The in-between inning stuff it's been great. It's just a refreshment.
That's Todd Decker. He was at a recent game with his wife, Colette. They were season ticket holders with the Beach Bums and now with the Pit Spitters. Colette says one of the things she noticed right away this season was that you can now eat peanuts at the ballpark.
You can put your peanut shells on the ground and it's okay. I'm not sure what a ball game is without peanuts. So that was very exciting for a lot of us that had been here.
Another thing Colette has noticed is a big difference in the level of play. The Northwoods League, where the Pit Spitters play, is made up of high-level college players. In fact, just this year, after the University of Michigan made its College World Series run, a couple of players from that team were picked up by Traverse City. And the team has already clinched a spot in the playoffs come August. The Traverse City Beach Bums used to compete in the Frontier League. It was made up of a lot of guys who had been drafted by major league teams, but then cut. Colette says the Pit Spitters are hungrier to prove themselves.
I think they have fresh passion for the game because of where they are in their careers, and that really comes through with their play and their team enthusiasm.
Pit Spitter third baseman coming into play to Andrew Morrow.
After 13 seasons up north, the Beach Bums were sold last fall. Fan attendance had been declining for the past 7 seasons, and the team had just come off its third straight losing season. When the Pit Spitters came to town, the new owners promised change. But for all their winning on the field and engagement efforts off it, fan attendance is still down, significantly, compared to the Beach Bums last year. So far, with just 10 Pit Spitters home games left this season, average attendance is down almost 1,000 people per game, at just over 1,300. But General Manager Mickey Graham stresses he isn't too concerned about those low numbers to start out.
The attendance has slowly been building. It's not where we want to be yet, but we think it's going to be a couple of years before it really starts to take hold what we're going to do.
Tonight, the Pit Spitters finish off the Kenosha Kingfish, a team from Wisconsin, by a score of 3-0. Mickey Graham says he thinks it's only a matter of time before they're getting 2,000, maybe 3,000 fans in the ballpark each night. More 18-game winning streaks and Bark in the Park nights might help. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanshura.